care if you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or anything in between. If you're a follower of Jesus, tell the person beside you, I'm a minority. You will be a minority.
This is Straight Talk.
This is Joshua Halyk for Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host with Pastor Mark Jobe, senior pastor at New Life Community Church here in Chicago, where we're coming to you from the studios at Straight Talk Radio. Pastor Mark, there's so many people I run into who have an affiliation with Jesus or Christianity, and they seem to be maybe sympathizers of Christianity, but Jesus seems to call everybody. He says, come to me, all you who are, you know, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. But not everybody seems to be on that road. Is the way broad or is the way narrow?
Yeah, some of the sayings of Jesus are really hard. And this passage is a tough passage because he talks about a narrow gate, and that there are few that are actually on this narrow, that go through the narrow gate. And so this is not a message really for people to feel guilt or condemnation, but it is a message that's going to call you to reconsider, have you gone through that narrow gate? And I believe we live in a day and age where there are a lot of sympathizers, like you said, and a lot of people that sort of affiliate or would check the Christian box, but have actually never gone through that narrow gate. And so today, as we look at this passage, you're going to discover what it means to know that you've gone through the narrow way.
How do you think this message from Jesus, now, you know, thousands of years ago, how do you think this measures up to today's cultural climate of what it means to be religious?
You know, we live in a time where people, they form affiliations with a lot of different ideologies, but without always counting the cost. And so I'm a pastor. I talk to people all of the time that when I ask them, so what's your religious background? They would affiliate primarily with Christianity. But when I dig a little bit deeper into their life, they really don't fully understand the gospel message, and they really haven't crossed the line to be a fully committed follower. In this passage, Jesus is saying, there's a lot of people that will say, Lord, Lord, but don't really know him. There's a lot of people that consider themselves that are on the way, but they haven't really gone through the narrow gate to count the cost and really be a follower of Jesus. So it separates the fans from the followers.
So somebody may be listening today, completely convinced they are on that narrow way, and yet as they hear Jesus' words, what's your challenge?
My challenge is to listen to what Jesus has to say and ask yourself this question, truly, are you a fan or are you truly a follower?
This is Fan or Follower, The Narrow Way in Matthew chapter 7.
I know I could have entitled this message, The Hard Sayings of Jesus. Because some of these messages, these three messages, they're pretty hard. How about it? I mean, it kind of steps on our toes a little bit. And I realize that every time I preach a hard message, because Jesus preached some hard messages, right? And I can't skip the hard passages to go to the easy passages. I heard of a guy that had a Bible, and someone found his Bible and looked at it, and it was all scratched up, like certain passages were just completely blocked out with like a magic marker. And so his friend asked him, hey, what'd you do to your Bible? He said, there's some passages I just don't like. Just really hard. So I blot out the ones I don't like, and I just kind of highlight the ones I do like. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So we don't want to do that as a church. How about it? There are passages that will encourage you, bless you, that just talk about the love of God and the grace of God and the power of God. And you just say, yeah, I love to hear it. And then there's other passages that you just say, ouch, ooh, ow, that's really hurting here. God is meddling with my life a little bit. And so if all we do is stay on the nice passages, then we get a distorted view of God. So we have to do the whole counsel of the word. And so I tell that in advance just because I believe that today is a hard passage, but I think that we need to preach the hard passages with the good passages as well. And I've entitled today's message, The Narrow Way. the narrow way. So quite a few years ago, I was visiting my mother with my family and a niece. And my mother, as some of you know, lives in northern Spain. Beautiful part of the country. It's about 2 hours away from the French border. And only if you take a car and drive it straight through at some pretty high speeds, you can actually get from my mother's house to Paris in 10 hours. It's like going from here to Niagara Falls. You can get there in about 10 hours. So I had a niece that was over and some family members that are over that had never been to France, that their dream was to go to Paris. Uncle Mark, can you take me to Paris? And I said, okay, we're going to drive a truck from my mother. We're going to drive a van from my mother's house all the way to Paris, 10 hours. The problem was when I went to rent a vehicle, all the vehicles, the minivans, were super pricey. I was like, no, I can't fit in everybody in the car. And these are really high prices. I said, do you have anything cheaper? And the guy said, well, we have a moving van. I said, let me see that moving van. So he showed me a moving van. Literally, it sat on the side moving. And it looked like a bread truck, like, you know, one of these moving vans. I said, I'll take it. I'll rent it. And so I pulled up, and I got my whole family and a couple of relatives into a moving van and drove from my mother's house into France all the way to Paris in a moving van. So... And when we got to the city of Paris, you know, everybody was so excited to be there. They had never been there and looked so fun. And the problem with the moving van is like trying to find parking in downtown Chicago. It's not an easy thing to find parking, and it works better with little cars. And I could not find one parking space as I got there. And so I saw a sign that said public parking underground. And I said, aha, I found it. So I took my bread truck, my moving van, and I went down to the, I drove down off of the main street, Champs-Élysées, which is the equivalent of Michigan Avenue, and I drove down to the subterranean parking lot. When I got all the way down there, I was struck by something. I realized that my moving van would not fit into the underground parking because it was too high. You know those rails at the top that said you can't go if you're this high? Now, I was all the way down there, and a bunch of French drivers had already come behind me. Now, I don't know very well what cursing sounds like in French, but I'm pretty sure I heard quite a bit of it. American blankety blank 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 this in French. And so I got out of the car and I looked back. There was a whole line of traffic behind me. I looked to the front. My car would not fit in. I mean, my car was too big to get in to that space. So I did what any strong, great man from Chicago would do. I sent my 16-year-old niece to tell people to back up a little bit. And so she got out of the car and said, back up, everybody, back up. In English, of course, back up. They're swearing at them. And everybody's backing up onto this main avenue. It was quite a crisis. A lot of screaming, a lot of yelling. My mother was in the car. She jumped out of the car and ran to try to find a supervisor. She disappeared into the garage. I didn't think we'd ever find her. And finally, when I backed out 20 minutes later, backed out onto the street, I realized I had had a problem. I had miscalculated. What I was driving was too big for the place where I was going. In order to get into the place where I was going, I would have to change my vehicle to get there. You see, what I was driving was too big for that narrow way. Jesus, spiritually speaking, tells us a story. And he tells us that the way that leads to life, it's narrow. And actually, that if we are going to try to get into this narrow way, sometimes we're going to have to change our lives, our vehicle, and leave stuff behind in order to fit into this narrow way. That the way we are right now isn't going to make it into this narrow way. We got to leave some stuff behind. And that's the passage I want to focus on. It's found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 through 29. I'm going to begin reading in verse 13. And it says this, "Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. And those that find it are few. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, inwardly ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Word of the Lord. So I want to talk to you about what it means to enter the narrow gate, the narrow way. And if you're taking notes, I want you to jot this down, write this down. A couple of things that you need to know about the narrow way. Number one, the narrow way people, the people of the narrow way, will not be on the most popular spiritual road or spiritual path. I want you to notice what Jesus says. He's telling the people that are listening to him as he preaches to them, enter through the narrow gate. In other words, the people have options. There's wide gates and there's narrow gates. And he says, enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it by it are many. So in other words, what Jesus is saying is that the majority of our population at any given moment and time, by far, most people around the world are not on the narrow path that leads to life. That the majority of people in our culture, in our world, are actually traveling down a wide gate because it's easy and it's wide and most people are on that road. Why are most people on that road? How many of you know that the great majority of our population tends to choose the easy road?
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled The Narrow Way, which is from Pastor Mark's series called Fan or Follower. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message and give you some information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark with his message, The Narrow Way.
Whatever's easiest is where most people go. Whatever requires the least effort is what most people do. Whatever seems to have the lowest cost is where the great majority go. If the gate is real wide and the path is easy, the majority are going to say, "Let's go that way. It looks fun. It looks like it's better. We don't want to pay anything up front. Let's go down that road." And Jesus says this, listen, "For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Here's what I want you to know. Listen, if you're going to be a follower of Jesus, you might as well embrace right now, off the bat, straight up front, a minority status. If you are a follower of Jesus, an authentic follower of Jesus, you will always be a minority in this country. I don't care if you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or anything in between. If you're a follower of Jesus, tell the person beside you, "I'm a minority." You will be a minority. That means that when most people are going down that path, you'll be going down this path. That while everybody else is embracing this value, you will stand out as someone that is embracing another value. That means that when everybody else is signing up, you're not signing up. When everybody else is laughing, you may not be laughing. It means that when everybody else is doing it, you may not be doing it. It means that you have to learn to stand alone. It means that you have to learn at times to stand apart. It means that you have to learn that at times you will be ridiculed, ostracized, pointed at. You'll have to defend your stance as not being a narrow-minded religious fanatic and simply a follower and a lover of Jesus. And here's the problem. If we like to be accepted and we like to be popular and we want the approval of other people, that will hit strong and hard against our choice to follow Jesus. In fact, what Jesus said is, if they hated me and I'm your leader, what makes you think they're going to love you if you follow me? Hello. So many times Christians that I run into and talk to haven't embraced this fact that following Jesus is hard and that you will have to stand up and that not everybody's going to like your faith and people will attack your faith and people will come against your beliefs and where you stand and how you are, and not everybody's going to celebrate it or embrace it or like it or want it. In fact, the early believers were ostracized, persecuted, their jobs were taken away from them, some of them were put in jail, some of them were hung upside down, some of them were decapitated, burned in oil alive. They weren't the most popular crowd simply because they chose to follow Jesus Christ. You say, whoa, Pastor. Like, I want a little God, but that's like too much God, isn't it? Well, that's what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying that the gate, to get into the gate that leads to life, it's narrow. And it's hard. And it's not that the gate is hidden. It's not that the gate is obscure. It's that to get in this gate, it's difficult, because if it were easy, everybody would be walking through it. In fact, in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, this same speech of Jesus was being is being talked about. And in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, it says, "Strive to enter the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able." In fact, that word strive is a word called agonizo. It's where we get the word agonize from. And what Jesus is saying is that getting through the narrow gate sometimes is agonizing. That to get in the narrow gate, it's hard. It's not just, well, I strolled in and I didn't even know when I went in. Oh, I got to talk to you about that for a minute. Come on now. I know I'm going to step on some people's feet. Some of you are going to get mad. So I'm not going back to that church. Let me talk to you. Can I talk to you? Going back to this illustration of traveling back and forth and even early going to Paris. When I used to go from country to country in Europe, and I've done a lot of traveling and preaching and teaching in Europe, before it was the European Common Market, they used to have border control. And so when I went from Spain to France, or from France to Germany, or from Germany to Italy, or whatever one of those countries, you would have to stop at the border. There was usually long lines. They would search your car, pop the trunk, check your passport, ask you questions. What are you doing? How long are you staying? Stamp your passport before you could get in, because you were going through to another country, and they were checking to make sure who you were, and it was hard to get in sometimes. Sometimes they would turn people away. No, you can't come in. When these countries went to the European Common Market, now You can pass from Spain to France and not even know you're in France except for a little sign on the side, because no one stops you, no one checks your passport, there's no border control from France to Germany, from Spain to France. No one stops you. You don't have to slow down. You just go right through. You can't even tell you're crossing, really. And then you start seeing words in French. You say, oh, we must be in France. Or see a little sign that says, welcome to France on the side in French, but you barely know that you've crossed the border. Now, let me tell you, there's other places and other times where I know if I'm in or I'm out because I've had to stop, been questioned, try to get in, look through it. A guard will be there. And I know, wow, I made it in. This was hard. If you've come to Jesus Christ and are a follower of Jesus, it's not like, hey, when did you come to Christ? I don't really know when I crossed the border. I just kind of strolled in the border, and I'm not sure when I crossed. Maybe I was 15, maybe I was 16. I don't remember. It just kind of strolled through, maybe without even noticing. Nope, doesn't happen that way. That's not how you come to God. I ask people, so when did you become a believer? I've been a believer all my life. Always believed in Jesus. Really? 2 years old, you believed in Jesus. Yeah. I've always been a follower of Jesus. The Bible says to enter that narrow gate is agonizio. That you agonize to enter it. That it's hard. That there's a repentance. There's a surrender. This is difficult. I'm having to give up of myself. I can't just stroll in with all my baggage. I come to that narrow gate and I say, my life, I can't just get in the way I am. I have to leave stuff out. I have to surrender. I have to bow. I have to confess He is Lord. I have to say, I lay down my life. I repent of my sins. I don't just stroll through the gate. I have to squeeze through that gate in humility and repentance and brokenness. And when I make it to the other side, I know I'm in. I'm telling you that because there's a lot of cultural Christians that you just think you strolled into Christianity and you've always been a Christian. No, you weren't born a Christian. The Bible says you must be born again. And you don't just stroll into Christianity. You enter into Christianity through a narrow gate, and there's a repentance and a brokenness and a surrender and a willingness to say, it's no longer my life. If you've just strolled into Christianity, then you may have just strolled into cultural Christianity, but not necessarily the narrow gate. Because the narrow gate requires surrender. Believing the message, surrendering to the Lord, repenting of how you were living, and changing the way you're living in order to embrace the way of God. That's the narrow way. And once you're on that narrow way, it's not just the gate that's hard to get into, because on your own you can't get into. There's a death to self. Jesus says, you want to come and follow me? Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. You want to follow me? It means that you repent of what you... You know, some of us come to God and we say, well, I want God. I just don't want change. You got all your baggage. It's like when I go to the airport sometimes, I have to measure my bag because it can only be 50 pounds. If it's 51 pounds, you got to pay $100. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It's tough packing with my wife. I have a luggage weigher. And so she'll say, can you weigh my bag? Yeah, it's 49 and a half. After a little while, can you weigh it again? Yeah, it's 55 and a half now. Oh, I don't know how I got that way. Okay, she takes stuff out, puts some up. Can you weigh it again? All right, now it's 52 and a half. Oh, and she just, this is a long process. And we get to the airport, they weigh it, they test it, they squeeze it in a box to see if it can make it in. I mean, this is a challenge. And sometimes I've gotten to the airport and getting ready to get on the plane, they say, sir, you can't take that bag on, you have to put it in the compartment. In other words, you can go on, but you can't go on with your baggage.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Fan or Follower. This has been the first half of his message called The Narrow Way. Join us on the next Straight Talk for the second half. Before you go, we invite you to download our free Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you can download this evening's message for free and find a link to our New Life Community Church ministry page where you can browse the ministry of Pastor Mark Jobe. You'll also find a Bible app and over 400 other messages that we think will definitely encourage you. If you have any questions about our program or just need some prayer, you can call our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, we thank you for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk, and have a great evening. God bless.